Hi, I'm Carl Azus. You've landed on CNN Student News. During a speech yesterday, President Obama offered some ideas on how to create new jobs and help out the country's economy, offering tax breaks to small businesses, expanding some of the government's stimulus programs, and spending more money on infrastructure projects, things like roads, bridges, and water systems. The thing is, all of that costs money. And that's where the TARP comes in. That's the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the financial industry bailout passed last year. The bailout ended up not costing as much as expected, and President Obama thinks the extra could be used to help out in other ways.
The TARP program was flawed, and we have worked hard to correct those flaws and manage it properly. And today, TARP has served its original purpose, and at much lower cost than we expected. In fact, because of our stewardship of this program and the transparency and accountability we put in place, TARP is expected to cost the taxpayers at least $200 billion less than what was anticipated just this past summer.
Couple of things to keep in mind, though. First, White House officials say they can't just use TARP money to pay for infrastructure projects. The program just doesn't work like that. And second, some Republicans are outraged by the idea of spending any unused TARP funds because they say that money was supposed to help pay off the country's debt.